It's 7 years since California adopted the so-called three strikes law, the toughest in the nation. The idea is to get the worst criminals off the streets. Now, someone convicted of a third felony receives a sentence of 25 years to life. Supporters of three strikes say it's the main reason for the state's declining crime rate. But a new study disputes that conclusion, as NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Three strikes and you're out was such a popular idea in 1994, the law was passed twice. First, it was adopted by the California legislature. Then, a few months later, the voters overwhelmingly approved a ballot initiative. Crime had risen through the 1980s, and the public was still reeling from the shocking murder of Polly Klass, a 12-year-old girl who'd been abducted the year before by a parolee with a long criminal history. Today, a Washington, D.C. advocacy group called the Sentencing Project released a study highly critical of California's three strikes law. The study's co-author, Mark Maurer, says many voters haven't realized that the law doesn't just apply to violent predators.
Your second or third strike can be any one of 500 felonies in California. So a larceny, a car theft, anything else can qualify.
Some of the most famous three strikes prisoners have been locked up for stealing a slice of pizza or a pair of sneakers. These cases are hardly typical, but they're unique to California. Though half the states have three strikes laws, they only count violent crimes as third strikes, and in no other state have more than a few hundred people received the enhanced sentences. Mark Maurer says California's strike zone is way too broad.
In fact, we know that two-thirds of the people subject to law have been nonviolent property and drug offenders.
Now, you would expect that an organization like Maurer's that supports alternative sentences for criminals would find fault with a law that's put so many convicts behind bars for so long. But at least half a dozen studies by independent researchers have not found convincing data that the three strikes law has performed as intended. Jack Riley is the director of criminal justice at the RAND Corporation, a California think tank.
If you are looking for empirical evidence that three strikes has contributed to the crime decline here in California, I don't think you're going to be able to find it.
Riley and other researchers point out that while crime was going down in California, it was also going down throughout the country, including in states that didn't have three strikes laws. But California Secretary of State Bill Jones calls California's three strikes law possibly the most effective piece of public safety legislation this century. He was the author of the law when he was in the state assembly.
We've had a 41% reduction in crime over the last 7 years, while the rest of the country had reduced by only 19%. And what that equates to is 1.5 million fewer victims. And less victims is what we all ought to be about.
Jones adds that the prison population and the prison budget haven't skyrocketed the way most analysts predicted when three strikes was passed.
Projections from the Department of Corrections in California was for a prison population by the year 2000 of upwards of 230,000 prisoners. Today, the prison population in California is 158,000.
Jones credits the deterrent effect of the law for that. But Franklin Zimmering, a law professor at Berkeley and the co-author of a book on three strikes, says there's another reason.
It doesn't cost as much as everybody thought it was going to because it isn't used as much. The law on the books says that it's mandatory, but in fact, the best guess is about 1 out of 10 of the people who are eligible for a third strike penalty get one.
In fact, Los Angeles District Attorney Steve Cooley has made it official policy not to seek a third strike penalty when the most recent crime is not serious. Other district attorneys have taken a similar tack. So now the enforcement of three strikes varies from DA to DA and from county to county. The inconsistency may be one more reason why researchers will continue to have a hard time figuring out if California's three strikes law is responsible for cutting crime. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.